You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. The Bayview neighborhood has long been known as the city's industrial hub, but it's also the home of one of the city's artistic centers. One of the longtime establishments there is a dance company that's doing things a little differently. KALW's Todd Whitney has the story.
There's a warehouse out in San Francisco's Bayview neighborhood, on Yosemite Street, just off of 3rd. It's an imposing brick building, the kind you notice once and then you don't ever really think about it again. But on the top floor, there's a two-tone space. There's the blue from the padded blue floors, and it creates the illusion that you're walking on water. And then there's yellow from the sunlight spilling in from the tall windows that line the western wall of the building, perfect at the magic hour. Inside, there's a group of young people, 6 to 18 years old, and they're climbing on pieces of welded iron that hang 3 feet off of the ground. On the ground, they run and they mess around with each other, but their joviality turns to concentration when they get up in the air. Up there, they're spinning, floating, and thriving. In a former life, this warehouse is a pillow factory, a place where dream-facilitating objects were made. But now, it's the home of Zocco Dance Theater.
I always think about this as like a place where people dream, and it has such a special energy. My name is Joanna, and I've been dancing, for 110 years.
That's Joanna Highgood. She's the creative director and founder of Zocco. And it's really more like 50 years that she's been dancing. She's a slim woman with a full-faced and frequent smile. And right now, she's sitting down with a group of kids, dancers in Zocco's youth company. They've just finished a rehearsal, and now they're sharing poems and decompressing. It's something Joanna makes sure her students do a lot. When she was 5 years old, an earthquake hit her home in Tehran, Iran. It was devastating. Joanna's father took her along as he went about town looking to help others.
At one point, we came to this small village, and there was a circle of people in the distance, and there was this really beautiful music playing, and I just wandered over there. And to my surprise, there was this gorgeous young girl, probably around 10 or 12, dancing in the center. And I was transfixed by her. I mean, I could not stop watching. It was like drinking the most extraordinary elixir. I was completely drunk with the image and the vision of this extraordinary young girl. And when I saw her, I thought to myself, that is what I want to do. That's what I want to find. That's what I want to experience.
A few years passed and Joanna's family moved to England. One of the family's new neighbors was a dancer with Barnum and Bailey Circus, a woman named Judith Holmes. She introduced Joanna to aerial expression in the form of the flying Walindas. She would sit mesmerized, watching people walk tightropes high in the air. Those performances sparked something in her. Choreography didn't have to be confined to the stage or to the floor. So it got her thinking.
Hey, why are we on the ground? Why are we stuck on the ground? Why can't we make pictures that shape this, you know, the space in a more dimensional way? And that became the impetus for pretty much the rest of my career.
Joanna grew up and she moved to the United States. She started Zocco in 1980 and the organization moved to Bayview in 1989. Shipyard jobs were disappearing. The city's black population was falling. Black nationalism was in full effect in the neighborhood.
For a long time, it was really difficult to get support because people would say things like, black children need to be studying, African dance. And I don't see the relevance of teaching them aerial work.
But Joanna thought differently.
I still remember my first day with the youth company. I was I did not even have the courage to climb on the apparatus.
That's Azra Muhammad. She's 18, and she's been dancing at Zaco for 10 years.
To this day, I'm still afraid of heights, but Zaco gave me the confidence to be able to express myself.
Probably the most proudest moment was when it was actually her first year, actually her first maybe month or two at Zaco.
And that's her mom, Catherine Muhammad.
Knowing, that she's afraid of heights and she had to overcome certain things. And when I watched her dance, it was just amazing because it didn't even look like the same person. It was like a transformation.
It's almost as if they grow several inches, you know, and all, you know, their arms get longer and they get taller.
Again, Joanna Highgood.
And they get more excited about, you know, being in their bodies.
Zaco's teaching goes beyond the physical. There's also a mission to have young people take ownership over their ideas. As part of the curriculum, they read up on things like history, architecture, and social happenings.
I used to be very scared to talk.
Again, Azra Muhammad.
Just talk to anybody, really, but now I'm pretty comfortable through Joanna making us express ourselves not only on the apparatus, but also before while we're building. There's a lot of communication that goes on, so it has made me a better communicator as well.
Each year, the students focus on a different theme. In the past, they focused on the environment and police brutality. Right now, they're investigating identity, and they're defining themselves through poetry.
Who am I? Some days, I don't know. I mean, I'm always expected to answer with, I am Azra Muhammad, but what does that really mean? So far, all I got is I am Azra Muhammad, a Muslim, daughter, friend, sister, dancer, and artist.
It's this investigation of self and possibility that Joanna Highgood is looking to provoke, to use dance and the body to instill the imagination with the ability to go beyond the mundane. Zaco is a space to flex the mind and the body, a place where personalities and imaginations, they don't have to stay on the ground. They can fly. In San Francisco, I'm Todd Whitney for Cross Currents.
That story was produced for KLW's Sights and Sounds of Bayview project, which is shining a spotlight on one of San Francisco's most diverse neighborhoods. You can hear more stories like it at a live storytelling event this Friday night. Find the details at klw.org.